So what did you think of the lecture? I found it really interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was a nice topic. It's something I don't think about that often. And I think it was nice how he divided things between kind of short-term thoughts on the environment and long-term thoughts. And the example he used of smart meters I thought was really good, at that how when people can see what's happening day to day and the amount of energy that they're using, they pay attention. But for long-term thoughts, they don't really pay that much attention to it.
It's very true, actually.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I totally agree with some of the things that he said. And back to your point about smart meters, I feel that, I mean, the lecture's in 2010, and we're in 2019 now. He was saying things about that smart meters lead to the media, and it being more advertised in the media about energy consumption and governments taking more, what would be the word?
Control,
yes, over energy consumption. But I haven't seen any of that, you know, and we're talking only 10 years now.
But if you looked at some of the data that he gave, you know, obviously we're studying here at a Western university, and, you know, he showed that a lot of the Western countries, like the UK, for example, are using up a lot more energy than others. So it's probably something we don't want to talk about as much in the media. And when you looked at his example, you know, obviously Costa Rica was the number one country for not using so much resources. So maybe it's covered more there in their media rather than in ours.
That was really interesting. They said that Costa Rica is the happiest nation on the planet.
Yeah.
And they manage on just a quarter of their resources. So I found that quite inspiring.
Yeah, but again, you know, you're looking at perspectives here. So Costa Rica, what, they've got 5 million is their population,
yeah, sure, yeah.
And you're making a comparison against America and the UK, and the UK 66 million. So that's 60 million people that you're trying to help develop their well-being and also trying to control these environmental resources. So I don't feel that that can be compared the way that he did it in the lecture.
I guess so. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it like that.
But I think that he showed that there is a chance for countries like the UK to do it. You know, he talked about 2050 and these government targets to reduce the amount of energy that we use by 80%. So I think he's shown that it is possible for larger, more developed countries to do it. It's just that we're not doing it at the moment. And just to kind of move on maybe to another point, I thought it was really interesting when he focused on these kind of five ways to be happy and and how little they actually relied on resources.
So the first one was connect with your social relationships. I thought that was a good one.
Yes, and I've seen other TED Talks, one with Stanford University, I think, where they did a 100-year study on happiness, and that was based around social relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. Although then again, you know, we are using quite a lot of resources to maintain social relationships.
Yeah.
And I think now, especially with people living really far apart from each other, I think a lot of resource has to go into maintaining social relationships.
The second one was be active. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me, doesn't it? I mean, if you keep yourself fit, then you're more likely to have better physical and mental health.
Yeah.
And is that being promoted in the UK, do you think?
No, I think it is.
The government?
I don't know. I think that it's a complicated issue. I don't know how much you can kind of impose these ideals onto people. I think people have to take some responsibility themselves for these things as well. So I don't think he's saying necessarily the government should force us to be active or connect, but just that these are things that we should want to do ourselves.
Yes, okay.
And encourages that part of it. Because even if you look at the other ones, like keep learning and give, the other ones that he mentioned, they seem to be more driven by people themselves rather than by the government.
Yeah.
I thought the third one, though, take notice. I mean, that's quite a big topic at the moment, isn't it? You know, this mindfulness is very sort of...
It's in the media. I agree with that as well, yes. So I think generally things are heading in the right direction.
And I think it'd be nice if you could combine these, so people's, you know, own ambitions of how to make things better together with, you know, this government kind of targets. Maybe if you put the two of them together, you would have a sort of perfect balance of how to reduce.
Yeah, so what I'd like to finish with is, if you both give me £100 each, we're both going to feel all right.
Perfect.
And that'll improve your happiness.
Perfect.